This is Degaris Masklist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 3-4, entitled The Criminal Ethics of Gender Politicians. Description. This flyer tries to explain why the male feminist, man traitor, gender politicians have been so criminal in their ethics towards men. It claims that it is largely because these gender politicians were utterly bought and selected by the banksters, that is the Jewish banksters, which ensured that they have no conscience about destroying millions of men's lives. Fire itself. The criminal ethics of gender politicians. What kind of ethical values would you have to be a gender politician, given their horrible track record towards men? This flyer tries to spell out in reasonable detail what they have done and why they did what they did, and then to roundly condemn them, to damn them. What did they do? Their first major crime took place in the 70s when they changed the divorce laws, listening to the fluffy feminist lobby and giving these feminists what they wanted. I say fluffy feminists because these feminists weren't the least bit interested in obtaining equal rights for both sexes, but only for women. And the largely male feminist, man-traitor gender politicians gave these women what they wanted. As a result, men have been routinely financially massacred in the US divorce courts and similar Western countries which copied the US to the tune of several million a year. These men will lose custody of their children with a 90% probability. They will lose their house to their fluffy ex-wife so that she can live in it with her kids. He will have to pay her child support for kids that he will barely see. And if the ex-wife is a fluffy, he may have to pay her alimony so that she continues to parasite off his money the way she did before the divorce. This abuse of men is so bad, one wonders why male feminist gender politicians allowed it to happen in the first place. Did they not have any conscience towards men when they changed the divorce laws? After all, these male feminists were male. They were betraying their own sex. They were traitors to their own sex. So why did they not care about the welfare and human rights of men? I think the answer to that question goes back over a century, and as a result of the totally corrupting influence of the Jewish central banksters of New York, Basel, Frankfurt, and London. These Jewish banksters, whom I consider to be the greatest criminals against humanity in history, have been selecting and bribing politicians for over a century. They have already assassinated 4 US presidents and 2 more almost. The Jewish banksters control the issuance of the nation's money, so they can create as much money out of thin air as they want to bribe the politicians as much as they choose. Those politicians who strongly opposed the creation of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913 in the US then had to face political opponents at the next election who were heavily funded by money created out of thin air by these New York Jewish banksters and lost. So US politicians soon learned to keep quiet about the Fed being a private Jewish bankster company and not a government agency that charged interest on the dollar bills it loaned to the Treasury and its creation of the debt-enslaving dollar Ponzi scheme, robbing the people of half their taxes. The Federal Tax Agency, IRS, the Fed, the FBI, and the ADL, that's Anti-Defamation League, group of Jews aiming to suppress criticism of Jews, so deeply sagist, meaning anti-intellectual, were all set up in the same year by the same Jewish banksters. So for a century, national politicians had been profoundly corrupt, bribable, morally inferior human beings who are worthy of our contempt. They care only for themselves and have no conscience. Things have got so bad that US presidents are actually selected by these Jewish banksters so that they do what the Jewish banksters want. They are selected partly due to their flaws that make them more bribable and hence more controllable by the Jewish banksters. Wilson was bribed, that's President Wilson, was bribed to sign the Federal Reserve Act due to his affair with some woman outside his marriage. Today's US President, now remember I wrote this one or two years ago, Obama, is gay and lives with a male wife whose name is not Michelle but Michael, who has a man's hands, shoulders, and has photos of him with a penis bulge in his dresses. Have a look at www.youtube.com/watch, WATCH V=S1IP(U)V(D)2I4. You can get that link in the text flyer. So, it is these types of people who are the gender politicians, who have no care for the longer-term consequences for the nation or for men, so long as there is a short-term advantage for them in voting in new divorce laws that favour women, who had a large feminist lobby in the 70s, and no corresponding maskless lobby. So they gave the fluffy feminists what they wanted, and to hell with the men. By the time men could get organised, they would be out of power anyway, so they didn't care for the longer term. These gender politicians were not honest people. They were bribed and had the mentalities of bribable people. A similar story holds for the para. There is no para, paternity rejection right, because the fluffy feminists opposed it tooth and nail. If there were a para, women would all have to be FIPs, financially independent persons, having studied FIP majors at high school and university, to become career competent and stand on their own two financial feet and not parasite on a man. To fluffies, such a prospect terrifies them. Fluffies need to parasite on a man by definition. So things won't change until one of two things happens. One is that the MGTOWs and masculists opt out of marriage and fatherhood to such an extent that the birth rate and hence the population crashes, forcing the gender politicians to menfare the gender laws. This may take another decade or more for the demographics to become alarming enough and for the broadcast media to latch on to the problem and broadcast it to the masses, thus forcing the hand of the gender politicians. For example, in Japan, the government actually has a minister of population, whose task it is to try to find ways to persuade young Japanese males to marry and have kids. The other possibility is that men get off their bums and put enormous political pressure on these male feminist gender politician vermin, threatening them with a block BLOC, male vote, that pushes them out of power. The politically impotent MGTOWs will be useless for such a task because they have no interest in doing such things. So the gender politicians remain free to do what they like, having no fear that MGTOWs will act politically to drive them out of power. Except for the longer term impact of the population crash, of course. So it will be the task of the politically active masculists to put real political pressure on the gender politicians to pass menfair gender laws to improve men's lives. For that to happen, the masculists need to educate society into men's gender role problems. For example, the divorce court crimes, the injustice and hypocrisy of the existence of a mara, maternity rejection right, aka, also known as, abortion right, but no para, etc. The masculists need to educate society that men, who make up half the population, are having their human rights smashed. Masculists need to make men angry about this and to direct men's attention to reforming the gender laws so that these laws treat men equally. Masculists also aim to wipe out fluffies by refusing to have relationships with them, pushing for the creation of a FIP society where all adults, male or female, are FIPs as a strong moral obligation. So strong that even the gender politicians fear that if they don't menfair the gender laws, that even women will vote against them for not being menfair. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, De Garis, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers.